The deficit comes from weak sales tax revenue, slow property tax growth in recent years, and annual increases in salary and service costs. County Administrator Lori Curtis Luther is proposing $1 million in permanent employee reductions to help fill the gap. That would translate into trimming more than 20 full-time positions. Luther says she's tried to hold some positions vacant in recent years, but it's not as effective as she hoped.
So we're not seeing growth in those areas, but we are seeing losses in revenue and percentage increases in the total personnel cost that are outpacing our ability to pay for them.
Luther's also proposing a salary freeze for non-union staff and hikes in some fees to help balance the budget. County board members are expected to hash out budget specifics in committee during the coming weeks. A vote on the 2015 spending plan is set for late November. I'm Alex Rusciano.